Hello and a very warm welcome to On Design, an audio snippet brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle 24's dedicated weekly design show. I'm your host, Josh Fennett. Each week, we take stock of an aspect of design that we think deserves just that little bit more attention. From overlooked practitioners to architectural triumphs, facets of fashion to fonts and typography, and much else besides. This week, infographics. They've been around since the time of Europe's very first daily newspapers, but in an age of inaccuracy, fake news, and large streams of data, these visualizations may be more relevant than ever. So, what is it that images can confer that words can't? Well, we sit down with Javier Araya, the editor of Visual Journalism, to talk through his book, A Collection of the World's Finest Infographics.
As far as I know, infographics have been used in newspapers for a long time. For instance, we have the first daily in Europe, the Daily Courant in London, and we can find a map of the Bay of Cadiz, southern Spain, of September 12, 1702. It is a map about the British troops trying to invade the city of Cadiz, and it's a very, very old map. But we also have the Times of London. We can remember the first graphic, the first map printed by the Times. It was in 1801. And that map, it was explaining a battle between English and Danish fleet near the port of Copenhagen. It was a big victory by Nelson at that time, and it is the first map used by the Times. The most well-known old graphic is a Mr. Blight's house, printed by the Times of London as well in 1806, which is a really interesting mix of drawing, map, a sequence of a complicated crime. Infographics can obviously show some kind of proceedings, explain how things work, and in that sense it's much more appealing than words in many occasions. You can find cutaways, diagrams, but infographics is also maps, charts, dimensions, proportions, evolutions, relationships. More or less, this is what we can do with the graphics, and words can reach all this so simply. At the same time, infographics do also have limits, and it's not a question of a beauty or aesthetics. And in many occasions, graphics people and media, in my opinion, failed due to this kind of visual fascination, and they forgot that simplicity or even better clarity is a must when dealing with graphics. Of course, news graphics must be pure journalism, and that means that the graphics have to tell a story, and that we are not just databases, machines open to the audience to play with. Many largest, mainly dailies or magazines, have obviously more resources. But I would say that also small newspapers produce amazing stuff. I would pick, of course, the New York Times in New York. Most of us are permanently aware of what they're producing, both print and digital. They set the path, honestly. I very much like their obsession on smart clarity. They usually fight against trends, specifically when dealing with interactivity. This is amazing. They do prefer the audience or the reader to follow the story more passively. And they invite us to simply read or listen or scroll so that you can't get lost. Of course, Maps is the National Geographic, but I would like to remark other less known papers such as La Nación in Argentina. They are producing fascinating visualizations applied to investigative coverages or political elections, for instance. Or in my country, I would underline El Correo, which is a regional paper in Bilbao, Spain. They normally compete with the New York Times or even the National Geographic in the Malo Fieg Awards, which are considered the Pulitzer in this field. El Correo in Bilbao was and still is a factory of talent. So we do have a lot of interesting publications doing greater stuff.
Our very special thanks to Javier Araya there, the editor of Visual Journalism, infographics from the world's best newsrooms and designers. It's published by Gestalten. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. Don't forget, you can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time, or download the podcast at any time you like. And do remember, if you can't wait, there are always more delights to uncover on monocle.com or in the pages of Monocle magazine. I'm Josh Fennett. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.